Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotion is called The Purpose of Living the Dream. Psalm 126, verses 1 and 2 says, "We were like those who dreamed. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." Everybody wants to live the dream. Are you living the dream? Do you have hope? Are you filled with joy? I think God wants that for you. But I'd like to suggest that He wants that for you for a very particular reason. And this psalm tells us exactly what that is. The first half of Psalm 126 is a psalm about people who were living the dream. It tells us that the Lord had restored their fortunes. This is most likely a reference to the exiled people returning to the promised land. However, the English word fortunes implies that their future was given back to them. It signifies that they had hope again. The psalmist tells us that their mouths were filled with laughter. This is one of the best images there is. There is nothing better than being around a group of people whose mouths are filled with laughter. That only happens when people have the freedom and the time to sit around and tell stories. Exiles and slaves don't have that kind of luxury, but the freed people who are back at home, they do. The same thing is true of people whose tongues are filled with songs of joy. They just have so much joy that they can't help but sing about it. This is a picture of living the dream. Now, I don't know many people who just break out into song like in the musicals, but I do have that feeling. I do have a feeling that from time to time, you have probably had a sense that you are living the dream. Maybe it was because of a new job or a new relationship. Maybe you got married, or you just felt like singing, and maybe you even did. Whatever the case may be, I believe that this sort of joy, laughter, and hope are clearly blessings that God wants you and I to enjoy. God isn't a slave driver who only wants you to work for Him. He wants you to enjoy life also. God wants you to live the dream. However, I just want to suggest that He doesn't want you to live the dream because He just wants you to be happy. Your happiness is not God's primary focus. Instead, I strongly believe that God wants you to live the dream and find happiness, joy, and hope as a means to an end. This psalm tells us exactly what that end is, and it is other people. God wants you to live the dream for the sake of others. As the text says, "Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." God wants you to live the dream so that others recognize who it is that blessed you. So my question for you today is, does your joy, laughter, hope, does it point back to the author of all good gifts? As your pastor, I really hope that you find all those things in this life. But I also really hope that you don't just think that it is just for your sake. I pray that you see those blessings as opportunities to then be a blessing to those around you, even among the nations. God bless everybody, and have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.